Welcome to Maseches Ksuvos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 10, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah begins. Misha yanasu shtei nasrim v'mesu. If somebody was married to two women and both of them died, so it comes out that he inherits his wives. Yachar kach mesu, and then he died, and now the property falls to his children in Yerusha as an inheritance. The yisem of action ksuba simon, and the children, one of his wives, claim the ksuba their mother, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, ksubas benin dichrin, which means to say they inherit the ksuba after the death of their father. Now we're talking about a situation where their mother's ksuba was worth more than the ksuba of the other woman. And they tell the brothers, their half-brothers from the other mother, we'll take the ksuba of our mother, and you take the ksuba of your mother. And what's left over we'll divide as Yerusha, as inheritance. Vein sham ela shtei ksubais. However, there is only enough left for the amount of the two ksubas. And if they take their ksubas benin dichrin, the ksuba that they inherit, there won't be left from anything from the Yerusha. And if so, there won't be any Yerusha, there won't be an inheritance whatsoever. And biblically, there's something called Yerusha inheritance. Says the Mishnah, Cholkim and Shavah. We don't let them take the ksubas benin dichrin, the ksuba of their mother. Rather, they divide the property 50-50 with the brothers from the other mother. Says the Mishnah, Hayasham Moiser dinar. However, if in the property of the inheritance there was one dinar more than the amount of the two ksubas, and comes out that after the orphans take the ksubas benin dichrin, there's still a dinar's worth that they could divide. If so, the mitzvah of Yerusha will be fulfilled. The elu noit the ksubas iman, they take the ksuba of their mother. The elu noit the ksubas iman, and they take their ksuba of their mother. Continues the Mishnah. Amri Yisaimim, if the Yisaimim said, Anachnu mal l'malichse avinu yeser dinar. They said, let's say in the property of the Yerusha, there isn't a dinar's worth. And the Yisaimim, the orphans that want the ksuba of their mother, say, we accept upon ourselves the property of our father and will value it as a dinar more than it's worth. And why do they say this? Kadei she'it l'ksuba siman, so that they should be able to take the ksuba of their mother. Ain't shamil lahan. We don't listen to them to evaluate it as more than its actual worth. El shamanas anachasim bebezdin. Rather, we go into bezdin and we evaluate the property in bezdin. Let's see one more Mishnah. Short Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3, says the Mishnah. Hayusham, if there wasn't the property, the inheritance of their father, Nechazim Berai, properties that are not actually there, but properties that should come, such as stocks or some type of loan that was owned. These properties are not considered like property that's actually there. And if rather, halacha is, you have to divide the properties 50-50 like we saw in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, affiliation nechasim sheinam achrayis. Even if you have properties that don't have achrayis, which means to say movable objects, metaltalin, enoi klum, that does not consider anything in the reckoning the amount of the Yerusha. Achiyushom nechasim sheinam achrayis, until you actually have properties that have achrayis, which means karka or real estate, yoysar shtei ksubas dinar, more than the two ksubas, one dinar. And then halacha is that they're able to get it. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful Shabbos.